Next is network management. Now, according to ISO, there are five network management functions. The first one is fault management, which is the ability to detect, isolate, and correct abnormal conditions that occur in a network. The second function is configuration management. This is the ability to identify components, configure them according to the security policy of the company. And the third function is called performance management, which is the ability to evaluate activities of the network and improve network performance according to the required standards. And next is security management, which is the ability to monitor, control access, secure and store information, examine audit records, generate keys, distribute keys, and so on. And then last is accounting management, which is the ability to track and use the network resources according to the policies, identify costs and charges related to the use of network resources. Now, there are some companies or organizations that sell network resources. So the idea of accounting management is to be able to track the costs and the prices.